The more answers you have to a question, the more different answers you have to a question, the more clear it is that it's not so simple what the answer really is. And so, I believe when we look at the story of what happened to Nadav and Avihu, we have to recognize that it is very complicated. Why is it very complicated? It's very complicated because there's so many different answers as to what they did wrong. So what, in fact, did Nadav and Avihu do wrong? I'll share with you an answer, and that answer is given by the Medrash. The Medrash tells us that Nadav and Avihu decided that they were not going to marry. That's what they decided. They were not going to marry. They chose that they were going to live a life alone. So that's a terrible thing, to choose not to get married when there's a mitzvah of pru urvu. But does that deserve death? And beyond that, what does it mean, vayakrivu lifnei Hashem eish zara, that they brought before God a stray fire? What's a stray fire? How does that connect at all to not getting married? So I saw a beautiful answer explaining this medrash by Rabbi Rasner. He explains that what motivated them not to get married? Where did this decision come from? He said, they looked at Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said, listen, Moshe's going to die at some point or another. And when Moshe dies, what is going to become of his children? Are they going to be the people that will be the next leaders of Klal Yisrael? And they looked at Moshe Rabbeinu's kids, and they were less than impressed. They recognized that there was something qualitatively less about them than Moshe Rabbeinu. Somehow Moshe Rabbeinu had fallen very short in terms of his kids being on an equal level to him. It's not really a fair argument. I always found it fascinating. You would watch these like star sports players, like the elite of the elite, and then their kids would become athletes also. And no matter how good their kids were, the bar was so high that it was almost impossible to reach. Okay, but be it as it may, that was what Nadav and Avihu determined. They looked at Moshe Rabbeinu and they said, if this is what happens, if you're going to be the leader, your children are going to fall short. Well, then if you have to be a leader, then the decision is obviously very clear. Dedicate your entire life, your entire being, everything you got, every ounce of strength in you, dedicate to Klal Yisrael. But you can't be in it if you're not completely in it. So they said, rather than having children, rather than having a family, let us completely dedicate ourselves to the Jewish people. Why is that an eish zara? Says Rabbi Rasner, it is a stray philosophy, and you'll get burnt by it. Why? Because it doesn't really work that way. God says, I want you to go and do your part. Raise your children. Do what you have for Klal Yisrael. But understand that there's a part of raising your children that has nothing to do with you. That completely has to do with the Ribono Shel Olam. It's the Hashkacha Pratis of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that determines what happens in that regard. Yes, it's true that in some regards, parenthood is something that very much is dependent upon the individual and how much they invest and how much they put in and how much they want to make it happen. It's true, but there is also a part of it that is out of your control. It is an eish zara to believe that it all is in your control. And that was their mistake. And so, with that stray philosophy, they ended up getting burnt. Have a great day.